Today, we're looking at what it really costs to raise a child in 2026. We'll also talk about how to prepare your finances before you even get pregnant.
Honestly, this topic gives a lot of people major anxiety. You see these massive numbers floating around online, and it makes starting a family feel completely impossible.
Right. The big headline number from LendingTree right now is just over $303,000. That's the average cost from birth to age 18.
$300,000 is terrifying. If I see that sticker price, I'm probably thinking I need to win the lottery first.
It sounds impossible when you look at it as a lump sum, but you don't have to pay that up front. It breaks down to about $16,800 a year.
That feels a little more manageable, but 16 grand a year is still a huge chunk of change. Where is all that money actually going?
It's important to understand we're talking about marginal costs. That means the extra spending directly tied to adding a kid to your house. It's not your baseline expenses.
So if I already pay $2,000 a month for rent, that doesn't count. But if I move to a bigger place for the baby, the extra rent counts.
Exactly. Upgrading your housing or buying a bigger car are the fastest ways to inflate your costs. Those are lifestyle choices, not strict requirements.
I feel like society pressures you to buy the perfect house in the suburbs first. But you really could just put a bassinet in your current apartment for a year.
You definitely can. But there's one area where you can't easily cut corners. The expenses are heavily front-loaded during the first 5 years, mostly because of childcare.
Daycare costs are out of control right now. I know couples who basically pay a second mortgage just so they can both keep working.
The data backs that up. The national average for full-time infant care in a center is over $14,000 a year. That's just for one baby.
14 grand a year after taxes is brutal. If you have two kids in daycare, you're easily spending 30 grand. No wonder people are opting out.
It's a massive financial shock. In all 50 states, center-based care for two kids costs more than average annual rent.
That is wild. I read that 7 in 10 Americans say raising kids is just too expensive now. People are literally having fewer kids because the math doesn't work.
That's from the latest American Family Survey. Financial constraints are the number one reason people are limiting their family size. But proactive planning really helps.
Okay, so let's pivot to the planning part. If someone wants to have a baby in a couple of years, what should they be doing right now?
Before you even worry about daycare, you have to budget for childbirth. Even with excellent health insurance, you should expect to spend about $3,000 out of pocket.
Just to have the baby in a hospital. That doesn't even include all the prenatal vitamins and the maternity clothes and the random copays for ultrasounds.
Right. So step one is maximizing your health insurance benefits. During open enrollment, look closely at your deductible and your out-of-pocket maximum.
Because you're basically guaranteed to hit that out-of-pocket maximum the year you give birth. So you need to have that exact amount sitting in savings.
Exactly. If you have an HSA or a flexible spending account, you need to fund it aggressively. Paying medical bills with pre-tax dollars is a huge discount.
I love using an HSA. It feels like finding free money. What's the next step after you figure out the medical costs?
You need to test drive your future budget. If infant care costs $1,500 a month, you need to start living without that money today.
That's such a good idea. So you just set up an automatic transfer for $1,500 into a savings account every single month.